to dick me down. Oh, like,
gonna,
my brain.
A brain dick your brains out. I'm going to blow your back out.
Yeah. And that was just after you got your titties done. Yeah. And I remember Brandon's like, do you want to see your tits? And I was like,
did he show you?
No, he asked me.
He didn't like me either. He kept cheating on me.
Oh. Oh. Hey, what up, you little poppadoms? Welcome back to the podcast. We're going nuts. Look, this is going to sound like a weird podcast to you guys because it's all foreign accents. We have two Australians in the building, Ashton and Katia.
Three Australians.
Three. Fuck, I forgot I'm one.
Yeah.
I did forget. I haven't spoken to like Aussies in like 3 years. I've been home in 3 years.
Aren't there like heaps of Aussies here?
Yeah.
So many. I went to a Bondi Sands event where they were doing like Australia Day. Got so overwhelmed, I left within like 10 minutes. I was like, this is too many Australians.
Really?
Well, because like I don't...
What is like, please explain this. Like, have we done who something to you? Traumatize you?
No, like, it's like the bogan Australian accents that I just like drill my head in. I was like, yeah, like,
it.
I don't know. Like, I went there with no friends. Like, I didn't have any friends with me. I just thought it was like, I was going to hang out with, you know, Sean.
And Aussies, when they're like fucked up, it's like,
and they're eating
let's take a fucking shot. Let's like,
no, okay. It's a lot. No, I swear to God, there was this battle rapper. That was what she walked up. She said, hey, Harry, I'm a battle rapper. And I was like, what the fuck is that? She walked up to me. Said that to me, and then had like the crazy Australian accent that I was like, "Yo, I actually cannot understand you. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not trying to be a prick." But
he's so LA now.
No,
like, oh my god.
No, okay, but where are you gonna find a battle rapper? Like, that's your job description.
Okay, is a battle rapper
find that in LA?
Yeah,
she come from Sydney. She's like, I'm from the suburbs.
Yo. Like, she's like, you just start like rapping,
and then they rap back, and then is that like?
She started like trying to show me videos.
Trying to battle you,
and I was like, bro, like I'm gonna go. Like,
is it a profession?
I guess. She moved to LA for it.
See? Like she came to LA for it.
It's a big deal. But no, it was fucking crazy. But I just got overwhelmed because I was just like, there's just so, well, I guess because also I haven't seen Australians in a minute and they're all just like in my face like, what are you doing? How'd you get here?
Normally people would find that deeply comforting.
When I first moved to LA, everywhere was nothing but Australians. Like,
yeah.
This pre-COVID is just, this is Australian essential.
Yeah. Well, I do love my Aussies, but it's just like, I guess because I just felt overwhelmed. But you guys just flew in. You guys are tired as fuck, huh?
Yeah. Had to put eye drops in.
Yeah. Ashton had a big night.
And a big one.
She found a nice boy from LA and got piped. No, she didn't. It's not a rumor, right? Here.
You're not wrong.
This is.
Yeah, Rob Kardashian.
No.
Oh,
she was sound asleep. Next to me.
Right. Are you guys, okay. So you guys are best friends?
Yeah.
Since forever?
Yeah. For 7 years or so.
Wow, really?
Actually, it's been a slow burn.
What do you mean slow burn?
Well, genuinely a slow burn. We met and then, like when I say slow, I mean
yeah, it. Like, is it ending soon? Is that what's going on?
We met at Cody Simpson's party.
Yeah.
Oh,
like on the Gold Coast.
Where is
when
he?
When I was really young.
He's on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
He's literally on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, we met at a party and then... and then we slowly just started seeing each other here and there. And then I started visiting her when she was living in Sydney with one of her exes. And I'd like sleep. I was still in school. I was really young. And I'd sleep on the floor of their like.
If you don't want.
You guys look like losers.
Should I take mine off then?
No, you look good.
Yeah, you look great.
No, you need them on Ashton? Now.
Oh,
put your headies
like
on.
headies on.
They're too big
we,
for me.
We abbreviate everything. Anyways, no. I'd come and sleep
I
on
think
the...
You look great
you're like, them. There's a few meanings to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited over here. He's bricked up. So what? You bet. You guys...
I'd sleep on the floor of her like tiny studio apartment when I was 15, 16.
I had a boyfriend at the time. He did not like it.
He hated it because I'd come and hang out and it was like we were dating.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much it is like now. Like it's, we live together, we work together, we spend every waking minute together. It's like we're in a very platonic relationship.
Mm.
And like it's, yeah, it's.
That's, I wonder when we're going to take it to the next
I think everyone's waiting. They're just like.
Everyone thinks we're dating. Like they will write on
it. It does really look like it. Like
we do look at each other.
Do we look like
love.
A cute couple?
No, you guys are great together.
Sometimes we get asked if we're sisters, which is a bit weird.
Twins.
We got twins yesterday.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Very different.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
It's just the brows.
Yeah, the thick brows.
It's the same color the hair and the brows.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. So then. So what happened with the boyfriend? He didn't like you? He didn't like her popping in?
He didn't like me either. He kept cheating on me.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Wait.
Who?
No, you don't know them. This was way before I met you.
Who is it?
His name's Jack.
Oh, Jack. huge. No. Could be anyone. But, yeah. And then I met you. That was the only time we've met.
Yeah.
And that was just after you got your titties done.
Yeah.
And I remember Brandon's like, "Do you want to see your tits?" And I was like,
"Did he show you?"
No, he asked me. He asked me if I wanted to see them, but I was like really timid and like shy because it was the first time I've ever.
Don't lie.
No, I promise. Because it's the first time I've ever hung out with like influencers. So I was just like,
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't want to say or do the wrong thing because like everyone will think I'm a loser. And she cannot use chopsticks to save herself.
Wait, you know this about her as well?
Yeah, I had it on video.
It's so infuriating. She won't even let anyone teach her. She's like, everyone tries to teach me and it's not going to work. I'm like, well, maybe if you just take the lesson.
Did I?
Practice.
Probably not.
We ate sushi last night and I can't look anymore. It just really hurts me.
Just use your hands. You're a girl. You can get away with it. Dirty. What, where have your hands been?
dirty places. No, just kidding. If I don't have hand sanitizer, there's no.
Oh, really?
She's a germaphobe.
Like, I'm like full,
really?
like to the point where, okay, when we're drunk as fuck, she will put her tongue down my throat and we'll always hook up when we're
drunk. You guys are dead together.
Say, okay, I get a matcha, right? Or a coffee, yeah. And I have a straw, and or she has a drink, and can I have a sip? She'll like, yeah, and like hesitate and give it to me. And then while I'm not looking, this motherfucker pulls the straw out, flips it over and puts it back in. Like she's putting my germs into the drink, but she just doesn't want to touch where my mouth's been, which just makes.
It's don't take it personal.
I take it. No, it's
contaminating
it
even
me.
More.
If I bite something and like say like she has an apple, can I have a bite, please? She'll like, I'll bite it and she'll probably throw the whole apple out after. As if I have, like as if I'm just.
I've gotten better.
Well, germs don't exist like if you're horny. Like yeah, the girl's like really hot.
No, that's
like
true.
STDs don't exist. Like you don't have to wear a condom.
Yeah, you can
like,
have
if you're
anything.
Horny, it just goes away.
Yeah.
But you did borrow my lip balm yesterday without wiping it, and I was so proud.
That's what I'm saying. I'm getting better. I had okay.
Hand sanitizer is bad for you.
Yeah. It's actually scientific.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Is it?
Yeah, just let it do its thing.
Because it's like alcohol going directly.
Because it kills like
the
natural balance of the bacteria that's supposed to be on your hand. Good bacteria, like there's a natural fight that's going on all the time.
Some dirtiness, like I'll eat food off the floor sometimes if it falls. I'm like, I'm helping my gut health right now.
Yeah, exactly.
5 second rule, maybe 10 second rule.
Yeah, just
you know?
Let it like, simmer a little bit on the floor with some dirt, roll it around. Like actually, you know what? This is gonna be great for me. It's got dog shit on it.
Yeah, Wolfie the walks on that ground.
Hey, we've been cooking before and something's fallen on the floor and you've chucked it back in the pan, like even to a point where I probably would have done that. And you're like, the hotness, the heat is going to kill the bacteria.
It does kill the bacteria.
It does cancel it out.
It does.
I'm glad we have a bunch of scientists on. Yeah, guys, if you're listening, they're actually hidden scientists.
Let's talk about COVID. They're like, this is the thing is.
They're like, this is the most boring podcast we've listened to. Yeah, two chicks talking about germs.
Yeah, we're going to introduce the vaccine segment.
Yeah, it's coming up right now.
We're going to discuss all the latest CDC data.
Look at all everyone just got quiet. No one wants to get cancelled. Anyway, so you guys are here from Australia. You're living your best life. What's going on in Australia, man? There's like floods and shit. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, Queensland's, Brisbane. Yeah,
is it Queensland. I thought it was just Lismore, no?
No.
All of South Bank. Like, Brisbane's you know Brisbane? Fucked. Like, South Bank?
Sorry, I know Brisbane, yes.
I don't know.
Have you heard of Melbourne?
You're Mr. fucking LA now, so who knows?
No, I grew up in Yipoon, which is like near Brisbane.
Sorry, the name of Yipoon kills me.
Love every time you say that.
I grew up in Brisbane, so my house flooded back in 2011 when it all happened. So it's like pretty much the same thing again, but kind of worse. Like old South Bank.
It's the worst one in history.
For anyone that doesn't know, like Brisbane has a huge, they call it the brown snake. It's a big river that runs through
Brisbane.
Yeah,
who named that Harry?
That makes so much sense,
the Harry's from that area.
And pretty much it's completely overflown. And Lismore's like,
cooked.
Completely cooked. Even Byron Bay, though, is flooded. And
really?
It's really sad.
I text my niece and she's like, oh, no, we're good in Byron.
But Bangalow flooded.
Mullumbimby. Mullumbimby's one of the worst.
Really?
There's like, people are just like, it's just like everything's underwater. It's like
everyone's
on the roads
going around
in boats.
Really? My manager got stuck in Currumbin Valley and they had to
get a helicopter
to get.
Wow, how rich is your manager?
She was at a health retreat at Eden.
Oh, nice.
It's expensive there.
Wow, what is she?
But no, they've been getting helicopters for people, like literally just anyone to save them.
Oh, I thought she just went on a joyride.
No, to get them out, like to save them. Like they need helicopters because the roads are flooding and then there's like, they can't get into the, like there's no way out. And Currumbin Valley is like literally in a valley all the way inland from the beach and stuff.
So born and raised Brizzy, where'd you born and get born and raised?
Where'd you born and raised?
Wow.
Gold Coast.
Are you a Gold Coast girl?
Gold Coast girl. Not sure if that's a good thing to admit.
No, that's a great spot. I feel like I want to retire there.
Brisbane.
Back in the day.
That's not your food.
funny girl.
I feel like back in the day, it was like Gold Coast was very like meter maids, like tacky, tattoos, bikies.
Yeah.
But now it's
influencers.
Yeah. Which I don't know what's worse.
Yeah. I remember going to schoolies and it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Do they still do schoolies?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't last year I don't know. The whole COVID thing messed it up a bit.
Kind of cooked everything.
Yeah.
So we were talking a little bit. You sent me a voice note saying about how you, like your mindset for like relationships and stuff right now, if you want to talk about it. But yeah. You're like saying that you feel like a lot of pressure on, like you're 28 now, which is not old. But you were telling me you feel like a lot of pressure because people like settling down and your friends, but you just want to go live and travel. Do you feel like, why is there so much pressure on you to get in a relationship and get locked down? Damn, I just got serious quick. Are you bored at home? Do you want to make money really quick?
Yes.
This is not some get rich quick scheme.
Dude, I made $70 on this.
You made $70. This is crazy. We are talking about Versus game. I'm on it. David Dobrik's on it. Floyd Mayweather's on it. Pretty much the most trustworthy people on the internet.
Yeah, I've just been sitting there betting on the most random things ever, like betting on like, will this person release a song? And then like, if they don't, then I win money, or if they do, depending on how, it's crazy.
It's literally nuts. So if you're a little bit confused about what we're talking about, Versus Game is this app where you can bet on any single game. You can post your own games. There's literally every single influencer that you
get. Like you create games on it, right? And you can say, hey, bet on this and this.
Yeah, so I'll be like, oh, I see a new Netflix show that's out, and I'll be like, will it be in top three trending by like in a week's time? Like,
yeah,
yes or no. And if you get it right, you double your money. It will pay you up against
real money. Can I bet fake money?
I don't know. I don't think so. Unless you use someone else's credit card.
No. Can I just bet like play money?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you can play for free.
Oh, okay.
There's a free mode. But it pairs you up against random people around the world, whoever else is playing. Super easy, and you make real money from your knowledge. So go download Versus Game right now on the App Store.
The link's in the show notes.
Go follow me and Abby on
that. Click on it. Yeah, follow us. We'll play games, dude, and make bucks.
Yeah, we'll make easy games. Anyway, go download Versus Game. Okay. Look, spring fever is in the air. The smell of fresh blooms and fingering yourself late at night to some audio porn. We're back.
Oh, Dipsy?
Dipsy's back.
Nice,
like,
dude.
They never left. Look, video porn is outplayed. Use your imagination. Go into
your better for you. It's healthier for you.
It sounds better. Feels better. You can put your people that you think about having sex with in those stories, in that moment.
Yeah.
Take yourself to euphoria and flick that little bean until you come.
I watched a TikTok video, this lady talking about how she loves audio porn, and then I was like, interesting. I opened up all the, and I was reading through the comments, and all the women agreed. They're like, it's so much better.
So much better.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a little bit less invasive as well.
Yeah. And you can just sit there. You don't even have to be playing with yourself. You can just be like on the bus. Just on the subway, just listening to it, just getting all turned on, but not doing anything.
Yeah, imagine that on the subway, about to see your man. You just listen to a crazy story that's gonna fulfill your wildest fantasies. You get there, you rip his clothes off, you sit on that dick.
Dude, I'm bricked up.
I'm about to come. So, listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/tapin. That's 30 days of full access. For free when you go to dipseastories.com/tapin, dipseastories.com/tapin. Go.
Link in the show notes.
Go get fingered.
Yeah.
That's really
all us. Right.
Because they're babes. Of course there's pressure. People are like, gotta lock them down.
Look at Abby with his chains on.
Shit's different now, all right?
I'm first in line.
I got chains. I got a fur coat. What's up?
What's up, baby? I think for being like 29 and being a female, I think it's the whole like body clock thing for me. It's like, right. Oh, cool, like, as well, when I was younger, you've got it in your mind, oh, I'm going to get,
engaged at like 24 and then I'm going to like get married at 25 and then
you were saying that at 24? What the fuck?
No, I literally thought that when I was 18. I was like, yep, I want to be engaged by 24.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I've never ever once thought about my age and like when I would be doing that stuff.
Yeah, weird. And then obviously I got to this age and I'm like, I'm not ready for any of this yet. But I'm battling, like it's a constant battle because I'm like, oh, like should I be? Like should I be?
It's a societal pressure for sure. Because like our parents, my mom literally the other day was like, oh, I was married with my first kid at your age, Cardia. And I was like,
wow. Yeah, but
I would never.
Like, our parents' generation though, like they all got married super young and stuff like that. They're all
divorced.
Fucking animals. They're all getting divorced.
Totally.
Third marriages. They're all
just
cheating. Not a good example. Yeah. Like I'm engaged, but I just sleep around and everything's like good.
No, he's done.
I'm gullible.
He's a comedian.
Oh, gotcha.
This is his job. This is going to be funny. So what are you doing now? Like, are you going to go travel, live life, try and just find Mr. Right? Or do you think there's like someone in your past that like you, I don't know.
You're cheeky monkey.
No. I read a study that you meet the person, your significant other before you're like 21 or some shit.
Oh, please don't say that.
Well, I don't know if it's a real study or if it was just an Instagram.
Okay,
quote.
Me like listen, as if me like.
I read it on Instagram. I was just like, fuck. I was looking back. I was like, Jenny. Fuck, who?
Which one of you is it gonna be?
Yeah, which one? Fuck.
Oh shit, that's actually quite funny because my ex Will, I met when I was like 17.
Yeah, he actually DM'd me. That's why I brought it. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I was like, what?
No.
Sorry, that threw me. But yeah, I am just focusing on myself. I am notorious for jumping into relationships.
Yeah.
In the past, ask Kiati. And Kiati, it's my little Kiati. Don't worry.
Sorry, continue.
And I'm just trying to not do that this time.
I'm really trying to help her not do that either.
So
I'm just such a hopeless romantic.
No, but is there a problem with that?
Well, I think I just need to be okay on my own, which I am. Like, I spend, like, quite a lot of time alone, really. And I'm not, like, out every weekend trying to get...
Didn't you just say you guys are glued to the
hip? I was like, we really don't spend that much time alone.
Well, alone is in, like, no boys. Like...
Yeah, but, like, alone, I think. Like, I'm alone. I'm practically, like, your husband.
Yeah, I don't have time for a relationship.
Right.
Because I got her.
She's having to deal with me.
Right. Well, is that?
I'm a handful.
I can imagine. That's crazy. Well, does that put a lot of like pressure on when you guys like find a guy? Or they're just like, do dudes get insecure about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys get worried about you guys?
No, not sexually.
No, not like worried, but they definitely feel inferior. A lot of guys that she's been with in the past really
get worried.
Feel inferior to me. They're like, you don't act the way you do with Cardia. Like, you're not like as happy around me as you are with her, and like you spend so much like time together. And
weird.
That'd be great. You can do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, you know? that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's weird. We're just like very close, and like we have such a unique sense of humor together, and like we can have so much fun together doing the weirdest fucking shit. You could put us in like the worst situation, and we'll somehow come out of it being like.
Like,
that's
I think
so
we
funny.
Have the most fun, like, on planes.
Yeah, like, we're just doing like,
Mile High Club.
We just start getting into, like, laughing fits on airplanes and just start going, like, really cute. Anyways, like, getting off track. But, yeah, I feel like with any guys, with me, though, I'm really good at, like, if I'm dating someone or even just, like, seeing someone, they're seeing me and her. Like, I'm very good at, like, including someone
that doesn't
in that.
Sound like the worst situation. You know, if you're a dude, you're like...
I mean,
2 for 1.
Yeah,
2 for 1.
They think that's the issue though, because a guy, now that we're both single, a guy will be hanging and like we'll both think he's cute and he'll think we're both cute, and then he'll be like, do I want her? And then if someone tries to go between the two of us, it's like, honestly, fuck you, get out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't both date
and
the same guy?
And we will never, like, I couldn't see us having a threesome.
No.
I don't think we would ever do that.
No, I think we're too sisterly to do that.
Yeah. You guys have just said you're making out at the club.
Oh, I'll give her a kiss.
I'll kiss all my girlfriends.
I'll kiss anyone.
Like, I love
like
kissing.
Like coming to a kid. Kissing. Jesus Christ. But so what about you, though? Like, do you feel type of pressure or are you just chilling?
I've never put a pressure on myself for age for when I want to, like, be with someone. Like, I really trust that I'll meet my person when it's right. But
Parts is also like 5 years younger than me too.
Yeah, I'm 23.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm 23. So
I'm a cougar.
So
me, my best friend, Christiane, is 28.
Yeah. I feel like the mama bear though. She's like my little sister. Genuinely.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, yeah, I can see that, I guess.
I don't know why I'm like it.
Yeah, what is going on?
Play with my hair when I get like.
No, but I've been single now for like over 2 years. Like I was in a pretty serious relationship for a bit.
Yeah.
With like someone that it was like really serious. I was like, oh, I can see my life with you. Like I would happily. Really? I'm a big romantic and like I believe in true love, like for real, like a soulmate.
For real.
Fuck me.
Did you like when you met him or like was it love at first sight?
The minute I saw him and like stood with him, I was like, that's me done.
Why did that's you done? You're like, get away.
No,
yeah, demon boy.
It took a while to like progress, but I was like, he is so the one for me. Like I literally am gonna be with him. Like he feels like we was just so connected and yeah, it was like I trust in the future of it, but
yeah,
I don't like now that I've experienced like such an intense love like that. I don't like even when I became single, like I would obviously like go out. I love flirting and like kisses.
If a girl ever said that to me after we kissed, like how was the kisses? I'd probably be like,
honestly, I'm gonna vomit.
Yeah. You're getting blocked.
I'm saying words I genuinely like don't normally.
I've never heard you say kisses.
You guys are so giggly.
Like, wait, you're making me like nervous.
Oh, really?
Kisses? No, I love going out and flirting and stuff, but yeah. I now like, I tried to do a hoe phase. I'm really bad at sleeping around. Like,
really?
I just like,
same.
I'm not good at it. I like feeling connected. The sex is better. Like,
yeah.
Everything feels better. It's more exciting. I like to just connect with people properly, and like one night stands is so awkward. I'm like, I don't want you in my bed. I don't want to wake up next to you. Like,
really?
Your breath stinks. I don't know you. Like, please, I don't want to hang. When I was younger, I was opposite, though.
You're just like, get a leg over. Come on.
Just like, I'm just like, unless we have a connection, then I'll like, you know. So now I'm like, I just want to meet someone amazing and have like a really fucking crazy love affair.
She's ready
love
for
affair. A love, not affair. Not affair. Like,
I just need a married couple and then we've got a good love affair.
And then here we go.
Yeah, but, okay, so what happened with Mr. Right then?
We were both kind of like in the same industry and a lot of shit happened. It became like quite competitive between the two of us. And I feel like he just had a lot of ego issues and like I'm very mature for my age and he was still learning didn't really know how to communicate.
Yeah.
And it was sad. I ended up getting a really bad concussion and I hit my head and like a whole bunch of health stuff happened to me. Like I was really bad, had really bad anxiety and panic attacks and I just became quite depressed. And so I felt like I was really bringing him down and like he had huge goals for his career. So did I. Like he wanted to get into acting and stuff and I just didn't want to. He's like, I don't care looking after you. And I was like, no, I can't get better because I feel guilty that I'm interfering with your future. And I love you so much that I don't want to be in the way. Like, I don't want to be this negative person in your life. He's like, but I love you. I love you. You know, I was like, I love you enough to let this go for now. And if we're really meant to be, then it'll come back together. And like, I still trust
that's
that.
That's a great.
But I had to like also be alone to get better, you know, like sometimes. And I couldn't understand that at the time, but my soul was literally just like, you have a serious health issue going on and a serious, like your brain is not right. You need to look after yourself completely. And like, he needs to look after himself as well. And it was so hard, like loving someone and like ending it. It's so hard, but I have so much care and respect for him always. And like, love seeing what he's doing. And I'm proud of myself for doing that. Yeah. But yeah.
It's also tough, like, being in the same industry as well and, like, going to the same events. Or...
Oh, it was just a bit – it was toxic. Like,
really?
It was so toxic.
Ooh, yeah,
our relationship was so public as well, you know, like
– I try to be marriage counselor for a bit too.
Yeah. You would know. You would know, you know.
Especially when lawsuits get involved. That sucks.
Luckily we didn't have any of those.
Oh, you guys had a chill breakup?
It was not chill. It was not chill.
My breakup
no
was
lawsuits,
great.
Though.
No lawsuits? Yeah. Don't manifest that or don't even speak it out because that was the worst thing. It was terrible. But I think it's really like interesting because dating in like an influencer is like really like possibly the worst thing to do because everyone gets so competitive. Like I was seeing someone a while ago and I would say like that asked me like how much money I make a month or whatnot.
Yeah, that's
and then they'd instantly double it. I'm like, well, I know for a fact that you don't have to lie. Like it's not a pissing
that
contest.
Was an yeah. issue with, you know, X and I. It like I was making quite a lot at the time,
yeah.
and I feel like the one industry where men actually can sometimes make a bit less is in the influencer industry.
Oh, we get fucking pinned.
Yeah, and so he was making quite a lot less than me, and I guess for him, he's very masculine. He wanted to be able to, like, provide and, like, yeah. all that, and I don't have an issue with that. Money's really not like that. For me, I'm really about being equal, and I don't care. Like, if yeah. I love you, it's, you know.
As long as they have a lot of it.
You know, as long as they're contributing something, yeah. like, yeah. I'm not fixating on it, but he fucking hated it. He was like, oh, like, you know, would always, and I just started being like, I'm not telling you how much money I'm making. He'd be like, oh, I know it's more than this. I'm like,
yeah.
So what? Why can't you be fucking happy for me? Like, yeah. shit.
I think that's the issue with, like, some people as well, and I think, like, everyone's obviously experienced it, is people, like, take what you say is like bragging or like trying to like rubbing your face in the dirt. It's like, no, I'm telling you because I want to motivate you. Like I want you to be excited about.
And we're a team, you know? Yeah. So if one of us is winning, then we're both winning.
Yeah. It's really, are you good?
I've got like a, some, like, she's a, there punch was like a darts last night. Actually, I've stopped.
Oh, you smoke?
I used to drink. When I'm drinking, I'll have a few cigarettes, but not in ages. Literally not in ages. When I was younger, because my adolescence was in Byron Bay, and we'd all just sit around rolling darts and like drinking coffee, and then like it was just a little nasty.
Yeah.
I've always like, and that music festival is like, I'm gonna have a ciggy, but I haven't in ages. I don't really do it much anymore. I'm becoming a better person.
Do you vape?
No.
Do you vape?
No.
Everyone shits on smoking, but then they smoke a whole vape, which is probably way worse for you than one cigarette. No, because they're constantly puffing on
it. Yeah, it's really bad. Brandon, we need to get him to stop.
He's addicted.
Brandon is addicted?
Brandon, bad.
Really? Do you vape?
I used to smoke a pack a day.
Yeah, that's really bad. Yeah. Do you vape now?
No.
No, nothing. Yeah.
Cold really?
Turkey.
Good.
Full cold turkey.
Look at us healthy lungs.
Yeah.
But why is my fucking? I walk upstairs and I'm like,
get out of breath.
That's fitness. Yeah, food. Get a little fitter.
Cardiovascular is not fit.
So what was it like growing up in Byron Bay? Was it?
I didn't grow up in Byron, so I grew up in Brisbane. But I went to. I used to just every single weekend go to Byron. Like I hated Brisbane so much.
Yeah.
And I'd drive down to Byron and like pretty much spent from like 15 to 18, 17 there.
Oh shit!
It was wild.
That must have been nuts.
It was so much fun.
I went to university there, Lismore.
Oh yeah, Lismore.
Why you put it? It's a shithole, but like,
yeah, that's why I'm like Lismore. Yeah. What are you doing in Lismore?
Did you spend much time in Byron?
Yeah, I'll go there every weekend with my dog.
It's so fun. Like, aww. It's so a bit different now. I went when it was like pretty hippie and pretty rusty.
Oh, did they build it out?
It's like, it's like
because celebrities are moving.
No,
there.
It's like bougie as shit now. You're like, weekend in Byron Bay. It used to be like Byron. Like I'd go we'd hitchhike
really?
And just like
rebranded.
Just smoke weed and like you know.
Wow. And now it's just more like
now it's a, like I'm going to Ray's. I'm going to drink cocktails.
Ray's the bar restaurant on like the Water Ghost.
It's one of like the most famous.
Yeah. Right on the water.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know that was the name of it.
Ray's.
Damn. Shout out, Ray's.
our friend Lucas owns it. Yeah, Lucas' dad owns it.
Do they still close at like midnight though? It's crazy lockout laws.
It's not like a... Yeah. The lockout laws in Australia are so shit. Stupid.
What's a lockout law?
Australia's the fun police. They just pretty much make you leave a bar and they stop shots at a certain time and like you just can't fucking have fun. Yeah. Like, yeah, they just... You can't have fun.
Well, because it's... Midnight, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
can't start, you have to stop drinking and everything.
Everyone starts after parties. Yeah, everyone starts earlier. Like here in LA, it's like your dinner reservation's at 10.
Yeah.
And then you go out. We eat dinner at like 6 p.m. Yeah. We're like grandmas.
Yeah, no, dinner tonight's at like 11:30.
You said it was 8.
No,
I
was joking.
Oh, I was like, I gotta,
thank God,
I'm
dinner's
like...
at 8.
Yeah, no, I have to eat early as well because I'm in bed by 9.
Thank God. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm an old man. I have to be up at like 5:30.
Oh, I'm so happy we're on the same page.
You get along great in our household.
I know, when you messaged us this morning at 6 a.m. or whenever you were up or 8 or something, I was like, good job, Harry. He's fresh. He's up. Good boy.
Well, I felt bad because I messaged you guys and I'm like, I know they're probably jet lagged. They probably want to sleep. And I'm like blowing up their phones.
No. I woke up and I was like hungover, like, oh, what's going on?
It's tough. No, it's great. Actually, a big question I want to ask because I know there's not many like influencers in Australia. And I remember like you've kind of been around for a minute, but you kind of like recently or last couple of years like blew up. Is it a lot harder in Australia to kind of get some sort, because there's no, it's really hard to collab. Like,
no
really...
one collaborates. Like, no one wants to really help. And that's the thing I noticed from the start.
Oh, I get what you're asking. I thought you meant brands. I was like, well, that's how we make our money. No.
Money?
Like, kind of when, you know, like Shani Grimm and like when she started. Yes. So Shani and I started at the same time, right? And she blew up from makeup. And as she, I'm a fucking idiot. I stopped doing makeup and that, and I like killed it off a bit more because the makeup was really prominent.
Wow.
But I went more into like lifestyle, festival. Like, I was kind of like the festival girl and all of that. And the one thing I'd get really sad about was that no one would want to collaborate. You really couldn't like kind of lean on each other. And it was such a foreign thing back then. No one was doing it. And I was so confused. And it wasn't until Sammy Robinson, who's one of my friends at home, blonde, beautiful. She looks like Gigi Hadid.
Oh, congrats to her.
She's gorge. She started YouTube as well. And we used to, she was the only person I'd like collab with. She was like, yeah, I'm down to do this with you. And like,
weird.
We helped each other grow so much. Like, from doing that, but still no one really does it. Like, no.
Why do people in Australia hate each other?
Tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like, really? They don't want anyone to be better than them. And it's like, I think people get very competitive.
Scarcity mindset is ridiculous.
It's horrible. When if we just like all got together and actually
created a house.
That's when,
Australia's
Hype House. No, me and Brandon literally before,
can you imagine?
Before Hype House was a thing, Brandon and I used to say it, like, I'm talking years ago, like, we should create a house in Australia and like we all just like create content and live together.
That'd
and
be
like
sick.
We thought of it ages ago.
You should have done it. You should have pulled the trigger on it.
I didn't have any money to do it.
Yeah, but
should have found a sponsor.
It's so bad. Hence why sponsor we want to move to London, like, and just
yeah,
like
just get out
not
of there.
That it. I don't know if it's any better there, but yeah. I think just to be around new people that you can like. I want to be creative and do cool shoots and like it's not just about like, oh my god, put me in your like put me on your story and like not for using it, but it's like we can really help each other here. And I think like with us, that's our one thing, like we actually
holy fuck.
That gave me
shit.
Wow, the balloon just popped.
It's like happy birthday.
Yeah, wow, it's gonna be a mess. Yeah, because I know like it's also the ceiling is kind of pretty like limiting in Australia and New Zealand. Like, it's hard to get past like a certain level, and it's also difficult to like get introduced to like new fans or like followers or to expand as well. What advice would you give to someone that's like in like a small town somewhere that wants to like figure it out or like try and then there's like no one that can like they can collab with, because it's kind of like that in Australia. Like,
yeah, I would just say you just got to be really consistent and really smash out and be unique. Like, now I think more than ever, when you have something unique to bring, not that you need to do something, you could literally just you being you and not following a trend. I just think everyone's so overseeing the trends. That's why it's like people in Australia try and just copy each other. There's not a lot of like, not much individuality.
Everyone does those daily vlogs on TikTok.
Yeah.
I keep seeing the random Aussie account on my For You page and it'll be like, we're doing this today. Like, it's the exact same style. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Everyone just copies each other. If one thing starts trending, they'll be like, oh, okay, they all jump on it. It's like, even with clothes, like a piece of clothing will trend and every influencer will be wearing it in Australia.
Yeah. And the best thing to do is plant your flag and be like, this is what I do, and maybe the trend will come my direction.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. No, but it's a good idea. It's like, because I watch the people who succeed and they've got their own unique thing going on, and we have to remind ourselves all the time, like, we don't need to try and fit into a mold. Like, we're really we should be able to stand strong on our own and like be proud of who we are and our own individuality. But I find it hard in the industry. I'm like, who the fuck am I now? Like, literally, I got so upset yesterday over the stupidest thing. I'm getting ready to go out, right? I'm like looking through my suitcase. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to wear, because I don't know what my style is anymore, because I don't know who I am anymore, because I feel like I'm always shape shifting to fit these molds. And it's something I really have to work on within myself, and I seriously need to, because I know why I was successful at the start. It's because I had a completely unique style, and it was always doing wacky, weird stuff.
Well, you were just authentically yourself there, and you weren't like paying attention to what everyone else was doing.
But Australia, like, I don't feel safe to be like unique there. I feel like I'll get judged, or like people be like, okay, sweetie, like
leave you alone.
That's why London is like, I'm so drawn to going there, because I could just rock whatever on the street. Probably same as here. Like, you know, get away with doing whatever and probably be more congratulated for it than like look down upon it. Like, you know.
Do you feel a lot of pressure being like a woman and like having people like criticize how you look? Like,
always.
I've felt that, like some comments, like people talk shit about like my faith, and it kind of like it doesn't really get to me, but I can imagine like, especially when you guys like put so much effort into your day to day, like is there a lot of that back home in Australia? Like, are people always on your ass?
Yeah, I think because we're both in fashion and beauty, and I think like our faces and bodies, like us is our brand. So it's like you're always so harsh on yourself and wanting to be the best version and the fittest and the whatever. Like it gets quite toxic. Like
it's
bad.
Yeah. And like you're constantly thinking like, and everyone's getting work done and you're like, should I be putting this shit in my face? Like, should I be getting my lips done? Like, should I be doing this, that? And it's like, it's really sad because it like we shouldn't have that pressure on us to be so perfect all the time, to look at this certain way. But as I said, everyone's trying to fit this mold in these trends that come up that might be like out again, you know, in a hot second.
Yeah.
It's quite crazy actually. Like obviously being friends with a lot of Australian influencers behind the scenes, like if people, they are the some of these girls are so beautiful, like the most beautiful girls ever, but they are the most like insecure. They will sit there and think they are so ugly. They nitpick everything. And it's just like, it's so sad what the, I guess, industry or internet like does to people, because I'm just like, why, how are you not seeing your beauty?
Yeah, you're so stunning. Yeah, I've had moments as well, like this one tooth is like really small on my right side.
And people notice someone nitpick,
and I was like, holy shit, I'm going to get veneers.
I didn't even notice it, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you, like thanks
so much.
That's
like mine. I have one tooth that's like a bit longer. You can barely notice it.
I was going to say that. I was like, that tooth is hanging out.
But someone's like, oh my God, cute, I have the same like tooth thing as you. Oh, and I was like,
you bitch.
I barely noticed it before, and now that's all I see.
Wow. Oh, Farrah's so sweet. She goes, in honor of your 1 year anniversary, she just donated to Queensland and New South Wales Flood Appeal.
What? Who is this angel woman?
She donated $500.
Is this your manager, said?
Yeah, like my day manager. Yeah, Farrah. What a
sweetie.
What a little angel.
That's really, really, really nice. That's a great present.
Well, the thing is, I haven't even donated because I posted some shit in my story and I was like, yo, like then I took it down because I don't want to post stuff without like helping, like having links and stuff there. But sounds like she's on the fucking case. She's going crazy.
Her.
She's a little angel. She's the best.
I think her doing all this stuff for you is a reflection of how you probably treat her.
Yeah.
Not very well.
Well, maybe this is...
She's trying to get a raise. She's honestly a little angel. I actually have never met her. Never met.
It's crazy. I've met her and you haven't.
You met her?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm so confused.
Is she based in LA?
No, my whole team's in Canada. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I went to Vancouver to butter her up, bro.
Why don't you have someone here?
I am working with a few agencies here, but my whole team, I met them before the show aired. So I met Jeff, my main dude, in New Zealand, and then when I flew to Vancouver to see my ex, I saw him there, and I was like, oh yeah, I got this show coming out. Like, I don't have a manager or anything like that, but it's like one of Netflix's first ever reality shows. And then as COVID hit, it was when the show came out, and then his business, where all these amazing people were working, kind of took a bit of a tumble because it's in the hotel business, so everything crashed. So he didn't want to fire anyone, but he was like, oh, let's move you across and like you can manage Harry. And then that's how it kind of took off. But there was a lot of other people as well that he does manage. But yeah, that's how it kind of started. But they're just nicest people, and
Canadians are so nice.
So, and they just...
I want to go there so badly. Same. Apparently, it's just beautiful.
You haven't done Whistler?
No, never.
I want a toboggan there.
Yeah, haven't gone skiing. And what's it? What's it? The
Big
place?
Bear.
No. That's Whistler. The other one.
What's Colorado.
No, Aspen.
Aspen.
Aspen. I'm just going skiing in Aspen.
We can go.
I've done Colorado. Like, I've done Wolf Creek in Colorado with my dad. When
Isn't
we were
that
younger.
A scary spot?
Fucking oath it was. My brother took me on a black run.
I don't know what that is.
I ended up with my skis off, my gloves flew off in a big ditch of snow, and I had to get
sick.
Like helped out. I had to like crawl out of the snow and like slowly pull my pieces back together. I remember getting down to the bottom of the hill being like, Dad, Harrison, put me on a black run, and just left me. Like just skidded off. My brother's so athletic.
Well, he threw off the deep end. Now I bet you're an amazing skier.
I haven't skied since. I love skiing though. I'll go skiing with you. You're a snowboarder though, aren't you?
I'm not very good. I've been three times.
You snowboard over skiing, right?
Yeah. You're going to be great. You're going to be
I'm
fine.
I'm just here thinking I'll get the snowboard and sit on it.
No, it'd be sick. It'd be good. I'll bring Christian, who's my best friend, and he will teach you how to do it. So spirituality, are you very spiritual? No.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you meditate? Do you?
Yeah, I meditate. I don't meditate every day. Like I wish I was, you know, more disciplined.
Yeah.
But I do it when I'm feeling like overwhelmed or if I just want to like tap in or whatever.
Oh. Tap in. Fuck.
But my mom is very, very, very spiritual and she's always try to like instill that within me. But when I was younger, I didn't want to borrow it. I was like, whatever, mom, like I don't want to hear about all of this shit. Yeah. But then to be honest, Karts played a big part in me, I guess, getting reintroduced to it because you know how you don't want to listen to your mum?
Yeah.
But then when Karts came into my life and she was into it.
So then you got her into spirituality?
What
happened?
My mum's like super spiritual and like pretty much taught me a lot growing up. She's not like, she was never like hippie spiritual. She was very like, the universe and this.
Sick.
And this is how you treat people and this is energy. If you treat people like this, this is what you get back. If you do this, this is what you get back. You have people guiding you, angels, like just always taught me that there was like a lot more and really just instilled being a good person and what that energy does for you. And then she started taking me to spirit circles because I was
What is a spirit circle?
Like, that's why I jokingly call it my witch circles. School. But I was very intuitive when I was younger. And like, if you had have met me when I was like this big, you'd be like, I was like, really chubby when I was little, so loud. Not a lot's changed. And I would talk to heaps of like old in a room. I'd always go up to old women. I'd sit and talk with them, and like I'd be acting like it was crazy. Mum was like, you're just like this little thing that's got a lot like of knowledge and wisdom. And so she was started taking me to these spirit circles, and I started learning how to read people's like jewelry, so I could hold someone's jewelry, and I would just close my eyes and tell them what I saw, and it was very freakishly like accurate, like very clairvoyant from a young age. And it really wigged me though, like it was really horribly scary knowing a lot and not knowing a lot when you're that young. So I tried to step away from it, but then I formed more like of a knowledge about meditation and just manifestation, and like that became such a big thing. And I would just, you know, teach you a bit here and there, and then like, you know,
mainly in Bali, I feel like was when that really happened for me, because you were like, all right, let's go for a walk on the beach. You're going to say everything out loud. We're going to write it down.
Nice.
Like, I was just like, let's get you out of this. Anyone can take their life from where it is. Like not anyone. If you're like in a privileged position that you can like openly shift something, like your mind is very powerful. And I just think I tried to like show her what you can do when you manifest and when you put your mind to something.
What is your routine to manifest though? Because people ask me this shit all the time, like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, fuck, I don't know, just think about it.
I'm really big on, visualization is huge. Yeah. So when I'm going, if I'm working out, I don't know what it is about when I'm working out, like if I'm on a big walk or like in the gym, like music as well, the link between like something, I don't know, music and manifestation for me, I let like a movie play out in my head.
Yeah.
And so I'll see it, and what I'll try and do is feel the feeling like it's already happening to you, because your body doesn't know what's actually happened, what's not happened yet. Yeah. So I will, like, if I'm thinking about, like, say, like
a boy,
or like an experience, or like wanting to travel, I'll feel the feeling like I'm sitting on the plane, I'm so excited. I'll let every sensation like come over me, and then what I'll do is I'll vocalize it out loud, and I'll write it in my notebook, and I'll write, "No, I really wish I had this thing." I go, I'm going to, like, say it's about coming to America or like going on a holiday. Like, I'm going to LA in June. Like, you're writing,
you speak
like,
as though you've already.
You speak got like it's had it. And then I'll say to her, I'll be like, can't wait till I'm, you know, going to LA in June. And I'll start telling everyone around me what's about to happen.
Yeah. See, I do that as well. I usually think about it, like, I feel it in the shower or if I'm in bed. And then I have a magic book where I write everything in.
Oh, magic! You need a magic book.
It is. We got it on Taught the Handle, and it like that, because obviously that changed my life. But like, so I keep it and I write it in this magic book. I did a whole bunch of shit yesterday, but I'm also, the thing is with telling people though, that's where I get a little bit like, I have a superstition about that, because I don't like to tell people stuff because I don't want them to put their energy into it, especially the influencer space or people. I guess if you're at home, like people that just give you bad juju, or like people that are jealous of you, like you don't want their energy to corrupt it.
Yeah, but for sure.
I definitely, and also like you have to be active as well. It's not just like...
Oh, yeah, you've got to take the steps.
There's some science that's backed into telling people too, where they'll give you the positive reaction and then you get that dopamine hit and then you're satisfied and then you lose some of your drive to finding to that goal. Like you tell a bunch of people, I'm going to lose weight. And they're like, oh, good for you. And they're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I did it. I got what I was looking for. I already got the validation.
I more so do it to be held accountable because I'm only telling people that I like really trust and that they'll like check in with me about that thing and I'll be like, oh yep. And it weirdly keeps me on track, but maybe that I need to start being a little bit more secretive.
No, I think it's if you just tell your best friends or like people that actually care about you, but like if I went and posted on my story, like, yeah, I'm going to be in an Avengers movie, I feel like all these people would be like, you're a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of here, you know? But Charlie Rocket has a great quote where he says, it's already happened. Time just hasn't caught up. That's what I usually say when, like, I speak about stuff with my friends. Are you more an active manifester now?
Yeah, definitely.
You've always been it?
Well, no. No, in the last 4 years, I would say I've definitely manifested more in my life. And yeah. All of it, most of it's come true. It works.
Really? Have you got a book or you just speak it out? You do?
I got a book. Magic book? Yeah, and I love to read it back like a year later and be like, holy shit, all this stuff I manifested came true.
So crazy. Yeah, me and my best friend Zach, we also have this weird thing where we do like active manifestations, which is like it happens like right away. Like we'll start talking about someone and they'll like text
or
like we'll think about it. That's a weird
shit. It's universal confirmation. So you can also like, I don't know how spiritual you are or what you believe in, or I don't know, someone listening, but a weird way to like almost test the universe is you can ask at any minute, like send me a sign or send me a confirmation. Like what I said, I was just telling Harry how before I came to LA, I didn't know if it was the right trip for me to come on. Like I've got heaps of work on back home and I meditated and was like, give me a sign, universe. Someone, angels, if I should go on this trip to LA. And I got on my laptop an hour later after I'd finished meditating and I got an email from this brand being like, we want to send you to LA on like my crazy. Exact date. So it's just little things like that, which sounds voodoo and crazy, but if you just put a little bit of trust and faith into the universe or God or whatever you believe in, like you really can see, what did you call it? An instant manifest.
Active
manifestation. And it kind of confirms it for you. And then you're like, okay, let's start dabbling in this. Like, what else can we do?
Yeah, I also think, like, because you can connect to past memories so, like, easily and, like, think about that past and that past feeling, you can connect to, like, future memories and, like,
for sure.
Feel that and already have that. But, my loves, where can everyone find you?
At Ashton Wood on Instagram.
What's your podcast called, Sausage?
You silly not.
No.
Like, do yourself and like everyone. We'll put a link in the description as well.
At _ common chaos, and then at Cardia Milan.
Yeah, that's that me. It?
You're not very good at that.
Sorry. Would you like me to spell out CARTIA?
There you go.
MAWL.
Do you want people want to see you?
Oh yeah. Oh, you want me to
follow if you sissies. No, honestly.
I get you little pompadoms.
Me calling them sissies. When do I say any of these words?
I don't know. Something's taking over your brain.
I'm getting a bit flustered.
Wow. Oof. It's because Abby's here with his chains on.
Yeah. You guys can come listen to our pod. We're going to get you to...
We're going to have Harry on.
We're doing a podcast.
We're going to do a different type of getting into your brain with you.
Oh,
you're about
shit.
To get... You're about to get...
You're
about
to dick me down?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to dick your brains out. Whoa. I'm going to blow your back out.
Be careful what you wish for. Okay, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, do all that fun stuff, and leave 5 stars and kiss your mother goodnight. Thank you so much.